morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is January the 22nd, 2021. Well, this week, I have spent the entire week discussing things that are blessed. And this is probably because my mind was focused on the Beatitudes. I just preached the Beatitudes, and so therefore, you know, I've been thinking this week about being blessed or happy. And so we want to remember that the word blessed in the Beatitudes means happy. And I don't want to go back and just talk about the Beatitudes, although that would be a great subject matter. Just remember that the word happy or blessed there means happy. And if we consider all of the blessings which we possess as a child of God, we will be happy. Just consider what we find in 1 John 3:2. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. What a blessing. How happy we should be that we are loved of God and that we have been adopted into His family. We really don't grasp what a blessing that is, and it's a blessing that we really should get a hold of. Think of the topics we've discussed this week. These topics reveal to us a few of the blessings that we have in Christ. We have been given the ability to sleep because we trust in God. We also know that we find rest for our souls because Jesus gives us peace. And we have learned the blessedness of confession and knowledge. Each of these make us happy. I mean, aren't you happy? When you've been given a good night's sleep, you're able to sleep through the night because you're not up worrying all night long. Also, when you're faced with circumstances which cause anxiety, and you can find peace in Jesus that brings rest to your soul. Doesn't that make you happy? It does me. You see, we who are followers of Jesus have many reasons to find happiness in our walk with Christ. Today, I want you to realize how blessed you are because of the blessing of following Jesus. Please don't forget the blessings. We live in a fast-paced world, and sometimes it's difficult to stop and count your blessings. A good practice is to find some time to stop and consider the blessed blessings you have in Christ. Also, it seems like daily we are bombarded with bad news and difficult circumstances. Sometimes it may seem like a dark cloud is hanging over your life, but don't forget the blessed blessings. And don't forget the reason for these blessings. God has blessed us, and He's going to make us happy or content. Really, the essence of happiness is being contented. Contentment, that's where it's at. Paul also reminds us in Ephesians 1:3 that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Now, this is not the same word blessed that you find in Matthew 5. This word means to have a blessing pronounced upon you. So Paul is telling us that every good thing which God has to say and do has been conferred upon us. The blessing upon us should lead us to the place of being blessed. Or in other words, understanding that God has given us every blessing that He has. They're all available to us, and some of them He's given to us, and we don't even comprehend them. All of that should lead us to the place of understanding that we are blessed. So these blessings should lead us to portray the characteristics then of being poor in spirit. It should lead us to confession. It should cause us to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to be peacemakers, to, you know, blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. All of those things. And then when these things become a real part of our lives, we will be blessed and happy, as Jesus told His followers in the kingdom or in the Sermon on the Mount. So today we're going to finish this week. And as we finish this week, I want you to consider all the blessings which are yours daily. I want you to consider that maybe you don't even recognize the presence of these blessings. You know, it's not every day that we consider being chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. It's not every day that we really consider that we have the imputed righteousness of Christ, or that God has declared us just. And we may have a understanding of that, but we don't really consciously consider it. But yet all of those things are present in our lives. Just remember, if you are a son of God, you are truly blessed. Try to remember to enjoy the blessed blessings which you have received from the hand of God. Today, tomorrow, and throughout the remainder of your life, remember the blessed blessings which you have from Jesus. Let's pray. Lord, today we thank you for a blessed week. Thank you that you have been bestowing your blessings on us in ways we are unaware of. Lord, encourage your people today to understand that they are blessed by you. Help them to be encouraged and content to walk faithfully with you. I pray this weekend you will fill their hearts as they consider the blessed blessings which they enjoy from your hand. I thank you that these blessings are because of Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. I hope you've had a blessed week. I know that you have. I pray that you'll have a blessed weekend. Until tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.